Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed in this season, in this time of power. You are in a season of a harvest as we have just fallen into the fall season. Some things are about to begin to fall to the wayside. For I heard the Lord says, I will bring you into a time of freedom. I will bring you into a time of peace. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says that I'm going to touch every aspect of your life. And I will bring new opportunities thine way, and I will show thee and I will prove to thee what I have called thee to be and to do, and you shall begin to see a great increase all around you. For my hand is upon thee for good, saith the Lord of hosts. For this is a season of a fresh start. This is a season of new beginnings. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee, that I strengthen thee from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. As I looked up, I heard the Lord say unto me that this is an hour where he says, watch papers, watch what you sign. Yea, even in this hour and even in this season, use wisdom and papers, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord will say unto thee that he is going to promote thee, and he is going to cause thee to prosper. And you're going to attract the right people in your life, and people that are going to be a blessing unto thee. But then I looked up and I heard the Lord says, do not burn any bridges. And that is going to be key for you, that you use wisdom in that aspect, and yea, even in that area of your life. You'll also begin to see that the Spirit shall do a new thing in thee, and there shall be a fresh anointing that shall come upon your life. A fresh revelation shall come upon your life. For the Spirit of the Lord said, this is a season in a time where he said, if you have been worried about some things, he says, let it go. This is not a time to procrastinate. He said, if you've been having health worries, and he says, go ahead and just get a regular checkup. If you've been concerned about a parent figure, he says, pray for them and also consult them and begin to minister to them. Also, something around maybe even young people, he says, begin to work with those things, because this is a time for you to begin to work with things surrounding the home, surrounding family, surrounding relationships, and bringing peace and harmony. For the Lord says the enemy chooses to bring discord. The enemy wants to bring separations and kinds of endings. But the Lord says, that is not my plan nor my purpose for thee. So do not feed into any distractions, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says, you've been concerned about how to handle certain things. I don't know if it's your place of dwelling, financially, mortgages, or you've been concerned about loans or parents' help. Father says that he shall provide. Now, as the fall changes the weather, you are about to see that things are getting ready to shift for you, because I see new opportunities coming your way in the areas of perhaps career or even work. The Lord also says unto thee, begin to visit even a relative. Now, because of the many ups and downs that you've seen this year, the Lord says security shall also be coming in that way, and yet you've been concerned about security. For the Spirit says that too is about to change. As I look deeper into the Spirit of the Most High, I heard the power of the Holy Ghost say unto me, that yea, I shall guide thee, and yea, I shall lead thee. And I will cause you to come into some very favorable things in this season. And yea, the Lord says, even watch your eating. Yea, during the next several months, watch your eating. For the Lord says, I have blessed thee, and I will cause you to come into a time of a greater harvest. For I heard the Lord say unto thee, that even watch papers and how you sign papers, use wisdom. But I will also bring you into a time of rewards, and yea, even compensation. The Holy Spirit says it's important that you use tact and balance in your relationships. Now, as you're moving forward, yea, even in this hour, the Spirit further says unto thee that this is a time of increased responsibilities. This is a time of recognition. Maybe even some kind of an increase, a raise, promotion, or elevation, but financial increase I see around thee. And yet there's a shift that is happening. You could also experience some kind of a breakup of a relationship or something between you and someone. Trust and know that Father God is in control. You're going to see that health matters are going to begin to turn for the better as well. Also, he says, take care of family. As you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, know that November shall be a time to slow down and rest in the Lord. It's a time where money will come in on its own time. It's a time of lessons. It's a time of learning. You're going to meet a very unusual person whom you might feel you have known for a while, but there's going to be a kindred kind of connection. You'll also begin to see that November is going to be a time of great spiritual growth. It's going to be a time where the Lord says, be more observant. Watch, hear twice, but speak less. A time of growth, a time of study, a time where you're going to begin to rethink some things and begin to read and study. A time where the Lord says that all shall be well, because he's going to bring plenty before thee. Plenty, plenty, plenty is coming your way. And then I looked up and I heard the power of the Holy Spirit further say unto me that as you're moving about in the month of November, you are going to see increase and you're going to see favor and blessings. Now he says, do not allow anyone to cause you to have any kind of a temper, or let anyone bring you into any kind of quarrels or any kind of arguments. For the Lord says, this is not my plan for thee. This is not where I'm taking thee yet. But yet you'll begin to eliminate some things, friends and people that are no longer good for thee. For the Lord says, keep your emotions clear. Keep your head clear. Do not lose your temper. Do not lose your temper. Stay in my presence. And that is the place where I am going to bless thee. It is in that place is where I'm going to cause you to come into a great increase. I want you to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Darlene, and I so thank you, and God is going to reward you for your obedience. And I just hear God saying he's turning around things for you. There's a quick turnaround, and even, Father God, there's going to be a turn-up in your praise. There's going to be a turn-up in your season of rejoicing, and God says the blessings are going to begin to pour down. I see God bringing forth a harvest that you cannot even comprehend. God says there's healing for your family members. I see children. I see two specific children. I don't know if it's a girl and a boy that you have, but God is touching them, and he's bringing forth the healing and ministering to them. And there's a call, yay, even on one of the child's life. And I just know, and I see that God is doing a great work in you. And I hear education for you as well. Education, and that's the word of the Lord.
Yes, and the Lord will further say that this is a season where you will have upgrade in everything. I see upgrade from apartment to a house, upgrade in the vehicle, upgrade even in your wardrobe. God is even touching the mind. I just see God wiping some things out of the mind, and God says he's putting new thoughts. I just see God planting new seeds of thoughts in your mind. God says, think it not strange that you will begin to think differently. And God says, as you think differently, you will look differently and you will walk differently. There are some friends that you will be letting go of in this season, God says, because they are not going where you are going. And the Lord is giving you favor with travel and money. For God says, you'll also have favor with the credit. God says, don't worry about it. This is a season where as you begin to pay attention to everything when it comes to money and look at your bills, look at your receipts, look at bank statements, because God said it's important to dot your I's and cross your T's in this season, said the Lord.
Amen. And I so agree with the prophets that have spoken, because I heard Father God saying this is the season to dress for where you're going, woman of God, and not for where you've been. So I hear Father God saying he's doing a whole new thing in your life, woman of God. Woman of God, I heard Father God saying pack the boxes for the move. I hear Father God saying he's touching your back. I see him touching from your back, your lower back, down to your hip area, down to your legs and your feet. For I heard Father God saying he's giving you a new walk in this season. So Father God says guard your ears and guard your eyes concerning your body, because Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. I do hear Father God saying something concerning a new vehicle. So Father God says greater should be your latter years than your former years. I hear Father God saying you're doing a work in your mind, your emotions, and even your psychological state in this season. For Father God says you're not going out of your mind. Yes, yes, you're receiving my mind, the mind of Christ. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want you to begin to know that as you move forward into the month of December, that December shall be a glorious month for thee. It shall be a time of favor. Circle December the 6th and December the 15th, 4 days before, 4 days afterwards of each one of those days, something miraculous can open up for thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that this is the hour and this is the season. Again, I'm feeling some things surrounding papers. You must use wisdom surrounding any kind of papers. Now, December is going to be a blessed month, that's your power month, that's your month of increase. excellent for business opportunities. Things that you've been waiting for shall show up. You will reap much success during that month. It shall be a time of promotion, a time of money, a time of authority, a time of power, a time where you'll be connected to even religious institutions that shall also bless you. You'll have more confidence. You'll have so much more power. You'll also begin to see much achievements. For the Lord says unto you that whatever the enemy stole, God says, I'll bless you 100 times more. I also heard the Lord say unto thee that he's going to prove himself unto thee, and you will reap good things and bless things that shall be coming your way. For this is the hour, and this is the season, and this is the moving of the Holy Spirit. For know that December, many rewards shall come into your life. Good time for business matters. For the Spirit says, on a material level, you're going to prosper. The Spirit shall bring balance in every aspect of your life. Expect some recognition for the seeds that you have sown. Bonuses or even promotion could be coming your way. It's an excellent time for you to begin to promote your ideas and things of that nature. I want to thank you for your miracle seed. Know that 2015 shall be a time of favor and blessings and opportunities. God says he's going to do some miracles for thee in the areas of personal relationships. Thank you for your miracle seed. God bless you.